Well, a question with a seemingly obvious answer. Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Of course. Remember what Jesus said last weekend? If you love me? Okay, we forgot that part. Okay. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, Jesus gives us three commandments in today's gospel. If we love him, how are we doing at keeping those? He told us to make disciples of all nations. He told us to teach all nations all that he commanded of us. But then also he spoke about being present with him because he wants to be present always with us. So how do we manifest our love by fulfilling those commandments? Make disciples of all nations. You know, it's pretty standard, I guess, should be expected. If we love someone, we want to tell that person, other people about that person that's so special to us. And that's ultimately what Jesus's mission is all about. But if you recall, in the Gospels, Jesus tells us when he sends us out, we need to travel lightly or travel light. So, for instance, in Luke's Gospel, Jesus will say, carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. Greet no one along the way. It's an important mission he's sending us on. So what are we going to bring on this mission that will be sent out next Sunday on Pentecost Sunday? Well, let me offer a couple suggestions that will help us travel successfully, but also lightly. And it's spiritual gifts, not physical things, gifts of the Holy Spirit. So one would be fear of the Lord, because fear of the Lord is an awareness of God's great love for us. We are safe in the arms of God to whom we belong. Everything is kind of directed and created through God's grace and God's love. And with the ascension of Christ in heaven, his power is now going to be with us as he sends us off on that journey. So the fear of the Lord, as Pope Francis said, will make us courageous witnesses and disciples. As he wrote, as he said in one of his audiences, fear of the Lord allows us to be aware that everything comes from God's grace, and that our strength lies solely in following the Lord Jesus and in allowing the Father to bestow upon us his goodness and his mercy. Fear of the Lord does not make us Christians who are shy and submissive, but stirs in us courage and strength. It's a gift that makes of us Christians who are convinced, enthusiastic, who are submissive to the Lord because we are moved and conquered by God's love. Well, not only the fear of the Lord, I'm going to bring another gift of the Holy Spirit, piety. Because piety says that everything I say, everything I do, I want to make sure it glorifies and honors our Heavenly Father. As Paul will say in his letter to the Colossians, whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I want to bring with me the heart of Jesus, his compassion. I want to bring along with me on this journey the most important quality of God, mercy, because mercy will make all of us powerful witnesses on behalf of Christ. St. John Paul II, in his encyclical letter about the mission of Christ the Redeemer, said the witness which the world finds most appealing is that of concern for people and of charity toward the poor, the weak, and those who suffer. The complete generosity underlying this attitude and these actions stands in marked contrast to the human selfishness that we see so prevalent all around us. But then we're not only called to, you know, make disciples, but to baptize them. And that's the challenge. And it's not to baptize, but to remind those who are baptized what baptism ultimately means. St. John Paul II, decades ago, talked about a new evangelization, not to bring the gospel to people who've never heard it, but to bring the gospel to people who've heard it and simply let it fall by the wayside, no longer practice their faith, no longer believe in God, no longer want to be baptized. You know, they've had videos of people who want to get rid of their baptism, so they get a hairdryer and try to dry off the baptismal water. Well, you know, it's more of a joke than anything that they can do. But, you know, what are we doing to bring the lost sheep back into the fold? So it's not like simply telling people what they must do, but to begin with what God has done for us. Because that early proclamation of the gospel was very simple. Christ died for our sins. He was buried for our sins, but he also rose from the grave. Well, what can we do to share that what God has done for us with other people? So it's deepening our understanding of our faith. Why is Christ's incarnation important? Why is what happened during Holy Week important? Why is forgiveness of sins important? Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians today, gives us some things to reflect upon about what God has done for us. He prays that the eyes of our mind might be enlightened, to know what is the hope that belongs to our call that Christ has given to us, that we know the riches of the glory of his inheritance. What are those riches? That we know what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe. What is that power for us who believe? Well, all those are things that God has given to us. We need to share that good news with other people. Commandment number 2 is to teach all nations to observe all that Jesus commanded of us. Here's a famous expression by Pope Paul VI. He said, "People listen more to witnesses than to teachers. And if they listen to teachers, it's because the teachers are witnesses, that they've really experienced Christ in their lives." And it reminds us, you know, evangelizers, witnesses, also need to be evangelized. We need to be holy people. The God that we speak with our lips has to be the God who guides our lives and guides our hearts. So we need to have an intimate understanding and relationship with Christ. I always like the first letter of John. This is how that letter begins. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we looked upon and touched with our hands concerning the word of life, we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was made visible to us. Well, those are people who aren't simply reading from the catechism of what God has done, but have truly experienced it in their lives. But to teach others to follow what Jesus has commanded of us. Jesus teaches us throughout his earthly ministry, but maybe a teaching moment that we have forgotten about was when Christ was on the cross. Christ did his most powerful teaching there. We skipped over this part of the first letter of Peter while we've been reading it over the last couple of weeks. But the author said, "Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his footsteps." Well, Christ's cross was an important teaching moment. It teaches us what love is all about. Love is to will the good of the other person, regardless of who that other person is. Christ sacrifices and sacrificed his life for each and every one of us, from the most horrible criminal to the greatest saint, from the drug addict and prostitute to the prisoner on death row, to all of us. Christ gave himself completely to us. And we see that at the time when we come forward for communion. Jesus doesn't say, "Oh, you're holier, more holy than that person. I'll give you all of me. I'm not only give you half of me because you're not as holy as that other person." Jesus gives himself completely to each and every one of us. Well, that becomes a model we are called to follow. Pope Benedict said, "The unconditional love that we experience here, that we see manifested there, that's not just a liturgical action. We go, oh, that's a holy thing that we do here. But that becomes the way we live our daily lives when we are sent forth." I've shared with you in the past, it's a phrase that St. John Paul II said that I've always liked. He said, "The gift of freedom is for the freedom of the gift." The gift of freedom is what comes to us in the waters of baptism. God frees us from the slavery to sin. We experience God's very divine nature. We are children of God. That's what our baptismal sprinkling ritual is supposed to remind us of. We are God's children, sharing in God's divine nature. We're called to live like Christ showed us on the cross. Well, that's the freedom of the gift. To give ourselves freely and completely to each and every one. That's the challenge. And I think we experience that challenge most especially in the commitments that we have. Family life, marriage, friendships. And sadly, it's those commitments that people are afraid of making today because they simply want to live with the gift or without the gift of freedom that Christ has given to us. Well, we're called to teach people by our example that which Christ has commanded of us. But then the third commandment is Jesus wants to be with us always. Our question is, do we want to be with Jesus always? And we'll say yes, but what's the most powerful way that Christ can be with us? Well, it's in the breaking of the bread. We talk about the real presence of Christ. And the real presence of Christ doesn't mean that Christ is not present in other ways, but the fullest and most substantial presence of Christ, as the Catechism will say, is in the breaking of bread when Christ gives us his very body and blood. And in that giving of himself, he says, gives us the commandments, take and eat, take and drink. Well, that's how we respond to Christ's desire to be with us always. And the purpose of that is that that bread that we receive, the Eucharist that we receive, changes us into Christ, to be the witnesses, the ambassadors of Christ that Paul told us about way back when we started Ash Wednesday. He said, we are ambassadors of Christ to give that message of reconciliation to all the world. Well, we all say, yes, we love Jesus, but he told us last weekend, then keep his commandments. Yes, the greatest commandment is the one about love of God and love of neighbor. But he adds to that also today, that commandment to make disciples of all nations, to teach all people what Christ has commanded of us, and then help people to experience the closeness of Christ because he wants to be close to us.